Egypt's Cassation and Appeals Court said on Wednesday they would suspend their work pending a ruling on the constitutionality of President Mohamed Morsi's decree granting him immunity from judicial review. Streets have been filled with protesters since the November 22nd decree granting Morsi freedom from any oversight. Gamila Ismail, an Egyptian anchorwoman who supported the Arab Spring, told us Egyptians are shocked by the move.
We were all shocked by the kind of decisions which President Morsi made, putting a lot of the powers in his hands. And this was extremely unexpected. And it sort of resembled how Khomeini of Iran, while he was going back to his country, end of the 70s, what happened then, and how he just gave his back to those revolutionaries from other forces and started doing these procedures and decisions that completely ignored the other, completely marginalized the other. Seeing Morsi doing things against democracy, or maybe using democracy as a tool to kill democracy. This is what he's done. He has protected himself and his decisions by this constitutional declaration, presidential constitutional declaration. Therefore, it's very difficult now to object his decisions.
How do you explain that Morsi's party was so successful in the elections?
The Muslim Brothers were able to succeed in this elections because it was expected, because they have been there for 8 years. Because they were operating and they were organized and they have their followers and they are networked. And because they are an organization that goes with directions. They were operating for a very long time. They offered that they have a project of Al-Nahda, the Renaissance, which we hope that they would implement at least some of it. And it turned out to be just an imaginary project that has no grounds in the reality. The Muslim Brothers took part in the revolution, but later on, when they knew that we were going to win.